Is this too tall? No, it's not too tall. Hi, everybody. I was told you guys are officially good with being referred to as taste buds. Is this true? Great. Okay, well, we discussed this before the show. My name is Spencer, and the best way to describe me is friend of the show. So that's what we're going with. Spencer, friend of the show. So when they asked me, when the ladies, who are very visual, very represented up here, when they asked me to be their pseudo-MC, I was thinking, like, what's the biggest difference for them? You know, because you guys are just excited to see them. What's going to be the biggest difference for them? And, you know, they're used to being in this very small studio. It's just the three of them, old gal pals. So I've taken it upon myself to make this a safe space for them to just talk about pooping on conference calls, their various relationship struggles. And I'll do that by saying something that literally happened to me as I was getting ready to come here. So I live in Brooklyn, so it took me a pretty long time to get here. But as I was getting dressed, you know, I was listening to whatever I was listening to, and all of a sudden I hear a snap. And I was like, oh God. And I'm looking around, like, what snapped? And then I figured out, sorry for all the gentlemen in the crowd, because you won't know this impending doom feeling of when the underwire of your bra just literally, like, boom. Thank you. Thank you for your sympathy. Thank you. And I was like, you know what? I probably have like a solid 2 hours before it literally like Romeo and Juliet style, just like right through the heart. And I was like, oh, just whatever. I don't have time to run by a Victoria's Secret or whatever. Duct tape. Yes. I didn't have any duct tape at home. So I was like, you know what? Put on a smile. It'll be fine. So to be a little more on theme of, I'm sure you guys saw that they asked for like awkward dating experiences. So again, I'm fully aware that the two things I'm telling you relate to my boobs, and like I just have to get over that. But I was on a date like a week ago, seeing The Post. It's fine. Out of all the movies, like it's fine. You'd watch it in like history class, it's whatever. But got popcorn, was like trying to be cute, but like still eat, because I had come from work and I was hungry. So I'm like popping popcorn, and we're both watching the movie because it's good. Like Meryl Streep is in it, you keep your eyes on the screen. And as I'm eating, I just like feel and sense and see popcorn kernels just like falling right into my shirt, right? So there's always that moment of whether you're like, okay, I have two decisions here. I either like go to the bathroom and like be really ladylike and just like get all the popcorn out of my shirt, or because I got a children's popcorn to try and seem like ladylike and like trim, or I could just like reach in and just eat. I did that. So when I did that the first time, because obviously it happened more than once. The first time, I was so casual about it, I don't think he saw it. If he did, he didn't have any reaction. And then the second time I did it, he full-on saw me. Like, full-on, like, hand directly down the shirt. And then that's when you have all of the thoughts of, like, my mom being like, that's not ladylike. And then the internet being like, do you, like, ladies 2018. So I took the popcorn and just, like, with a full-on smile, was like, this is me, just ate the popcorn. So, all to say, if popcorn falls anywhere, gentlemen too, go for it. Because you don't want to end up with a person who doesn't want you to eat popcorn out of your bra. She really feels me back there. I'm very emphatic. All right, well, I believe they are ready to go. This makes it seem very dramatic, and I like it. Oh, thank you. There are two other things I have to tell you that are not about boobs. Sorry. So, I honestly, find me after the show, I can talk about boobs all day. So, the food that has been around is going to stop now that the show is about to start, and it'll start up again at 7. And anybody that stays for dinner after 7 gets 10% off their bill. I'll take this with me, actually. They don't need that. For the discount. So we didn't agree on like how to do this. I could have like waited for a wave, but taste buds, get ready. The ladies of the Acquired Taste podcast.
Gank.
Hey honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now. La, la, la. We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I feel like a bride on my wedding night. This is more people than were at your wedding, Kathleen.
You know what? And I'm not entirely convinced that we planned this event on the same night as like a, you know, what are those crowd proposals called?
Oh, like a flash mob.
Flash mob. I'm not convinced that you guys aren't part of a flash mob and it's a mistake.
Welcome to An Acquired Taste Live! This is sort of a theory we had that some people might want to come, and you all have shown up, and it is insane. So thank you, first and foremost.
Yes.
Thank you!
Thank you.
So I am Bethany.
Who are you?
Oh, hi guys, I'm Kathleen. Nice to meet you.
And I'm Sam. Okay, now just to get a general read of the room, how many people here have never listened to an episode of An Acquired Taste before?
Be honest.
Oh, okay.
Yes, to honesty.
Two, all right. Three, four. There's like five of you. Awesome. Okay. Welcome to our family. It is a cult.
Yeah.
You have been brought here under false pretenses, and now we are forcing you to become indoctrinated. Welcome. Mm-hmm. Welcome to all of you. I also just really quickly before we start want to shout out, what's your name in the front?
Zeta.
Zeta knew that I could not wear my top hat like I wanted to because it was too unapproachable, so I brought it.
It's like sympathy pains. Yeah. And you were here. We rolled in without makeup at, what, 3 o'clock? And you're sitting like, ha! Huh! Uh-huh. You're fully here.
Amazing, amazing, oof, amazing. Oh my gosh. Awesome.
So I'm throwing that on the ground.
Yeah.
Throwing that on the ground.
We have note cards, by the way, because we don't trust our brains. That's simply put. So
really quickly before we start, we want to give, first of all, a huge shout out to the Ainsworth. You guys, this place is amazing.
Who has tried the Acquired Taste special cocktail? Yeah.
Who has had the most number of Acquired Taste comments?
Me.
Hey. All right.
Yes. Also, we want to give a special shout out to the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Our brothers!
Who are also here.
Yeah! Where are they?
There they are! Yeah!
Scary Jones. Scary
Where's
Jones.
Scary?
Is it Brody
Jones.
And Scary?
Scary Jones.
Or is it Scary and Brody?
Scary!
Yeah!
Are they our big brothers? Wait a minute. Are they our Big Brother podcast or our Little Brother podcast because they started after?
They're our Big Brother podcast because they're older than we are.
That's fair.
And taller.
Yes. So if you don't listen to the Brooklyn Boys, you absolutely should. It's such a funny podcast and we love them so much. And they came from far off in Jersey.
Okay, Scary didn't come from that
far. It's a Nordic land. Jersey.
Yeah, so anyway, so shout out to them. We love them.
Okay, first question just posed to the two of you guys. What's the oddest thing that you did to get ready for today?
I mean, getting ready for any sort of event, like a wedding or like a date or something. Yes.
This is your second wedding.
You
though.
Need a full scrub, like in the crevice, in the armpits. You need to exfoliate literally everywhere, or else it'll go horribly.
Yes. And full disclosure, I don't have body wash just because I'm like out of it and I refuse to buy it because I think that it's a frivolous purchase. I feel like the shampoo comes from the top down, as does the conditioner, as does the toothpaste.
Yes.
I want to fight with you more than I'm going to.
So I don't have any, but I felt like I needed to get clean.
Wait, are you one of those weird people that brush their teeth in the shower?
Full in the shower.
Nope.
No. No.
Because then you can just like open your mouth.
Nope.
And the water comes in and you rinse it.
Nope. That's going to be a meme later if anyone got a picture of
better
that.
Better not be. Danielle.
Okay. Yeah.
But today I knew that I had to be clean.
Yeah.
And so I went under my kitchen sink and I got the dish soap, like the oil removing dish soap.
Are you kidding
me? Poured it in my hand, I did. And then I just lathered up
all over.
Soap all comes in the same place, so.
Soap, it's just a solvent.
No, it's
nice. It works.
No, it's good. It's good.
I'm thankful that it was detergent and not like dishwasher soap because that would have been grainy.
Right. No, no, no. It wasn't like a Tide Pod.
It was a, yeah, it's a Tide Pod.
No, it wasn't a Tide Pod. It was just like a normal, like it was like Ajax or something and you poured it.
Oh, God.
A Tide Pod. What about you, Samma? What did you do?
So I made a joke on the podcast like a couple episodes ago that I'm unrecognizable when I wax my mustache.
Yes.
Which I don't do normally, but something possessed me to, I waxed my mustache. It was awful. Like I actually got my lip. Like, that's gonna matter today, though, honestly. Like, we're not talking this close, but I had to do it. And I also got false eyelashes.
You did?
First time, did not know it takes 2 hours, did fall asleep and snore, but you can't get them wet for 24 hours, so I was, like, taking baths with goggles on, which is fine, because I like the tub, so that part was cool.
Nope, but baths are disgusting. Taking a bath is disgusting. You come out dirtier than you went in.
See, I kind of... Who said you marinate? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You marinate in your own stank. It is like awful.
I turned it into a Sam stew. Okay.
I actually kind of agree.
Wait a minute, though. I do use baths regularly for a therapeutic kind of thing. Like, I shower in the morning to get ready for my day, and then at the end of the day, to congratulate myself for not punching anyone in the face, I take a bath.
No. This is... Baths
not
are
for clean.
Baths are disgusting because they're more stress than they're worth because A, you have to keep your bathtub clean all the time. Because
true.
If you decide that you want to take a bath to relax and your bathtub's not clean, then you got to clean your bathtub and then it's not relaxing. It's just... It negates the whole process.
It fluffs me. I like cleaning, so no, I'm usually fine.
The only reason, like, I will take a bath if I am freezing cold and cannot reset my body temperature.
Like ye olden times?
Like back in the days. That's, like, really the one reason. If someone's like, come, you know, take care of yourself.
Come and take a bath with me.
Like, it's good for you. I won't do it for that reason, but, like, I'll do it if I'm so cold I can't reset my body temperature, but then I have to shower because I know that I am now in a film of my ownness that I need to then shower at all.
This is what I do with my bath bombs because I love bath bombs.
Yes.
They smell so good.
Yes.
I crumble them up and I put them in a foot bath and that's how I, like, wash my feet.
Are you, like, salt bay with
a
bath bomb?
Yeah, I salt bay my feet with bath bombs because, no, I'm not taking a bath. It's just, it's gross. Unless I'm in a hotel or... It's a bath.
That's more gross.
That's worse, Kathleen. I'll call
that's
you
worse.
On that. Because that's every. Because you know what our friend Scotty B at work, he uses hotel bath
he does.
Tubs
oh my God,
to shave
gross.
His body.
He does. He only shaves his body when he's staying in a hotel.
I did not know that.
Okay. Yeah. Really what I need is a room in my house with a bath that nobody showers in because then you know it stays clean all the time. Yeah. But I live in an apartment, and my foot bath is actually a Home Depot bucket. So,
amazing.
I like that.
Yeah. Amazing.
Okay, so you bathed.
That's fine.
We're
I feel
happy
like we
you
didn't
bathed.
Get any, like, no one agrees on anyone else any further, but it happened, and it's not the grossest thing about me,
no.
So that's fine.
That's all right. But you look good. Your mustache is gone, and your eyelashes are amazing.
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
The hair so just bad. Migrated north.
Okay. So getting ready for tonight was kind of like getting ready for a date, right?
Yes.
I've heard.
You've heard. Bethany doesn't date.
On principle.
Off principle.
On principle. But yes, it is. It's because you're trying to, like, look good.
Yeah. I shaved my toes.
Oh, you do that too?
To get ready tonight. I shaved my toes. And if you, anybody out there is like, ew, that's gross. You have toe hair. Don't deny. I will cut you if you deny.
Yeah.
Kathleen, look, the girl who hasn't listened to us before was laughing just now.
Oh my God,
we got another one!
Thank you. It's amazing. Thank you.
You're my favorite person here, by the way, because you're here reluctantly. That's better. Yeah.
So we did ask you guys to send us some of your horrible dating stories. Is that right? Am I on the right part of the card?
Yes,
I think so. I don't have good handwriting, so I can't even see my own.
Because we all have our own terrible dating stories.
Indeed.
But we also wanted to know what yours are.
I didn't let them. I wrote them down, but these two didn't read them. So we're all going to find out about these together. If you
Kathleen.
Could pass two to Kathleen.
Okay. Thank you. Two for
you
me.
You two can take. Why are you laughing? Did you submit? No. Damn it. I would have wanted to read that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Danielle DeLillo, by the way, over here.
Yeah.
She works with us.
She's taking all our photos tonight.
We know her.
Yeah, I know you well.
We love you, Danielle.
Your hello. Voice is the opposite of the voice that they just did to introduce you.
I got an accent, but not an English.
Okay, so should I just start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Nope. Okay, so this is from our listener, Caitlin. Is Caitlin here?
Like, there's Caitlin, one Caitlin.
Hi. Did you submit? Let's right, but see. did you tweet us also?
Yes.
So that would be a big coincidence. Okay, so I'm going to read Caitlin's story, and if it's also your story, big coincidence. Caitlin said, I knew it wasn't going to work out with this guy after texting him, have a wonderful Wednesday, hashtag alliteration on fleek. And he texted back asking what an alliteration is.
Oh.
Wait. He's a part-time journalist.
Oh.
Is that you?
All right.
Oh, Caitlin. No. Yeah.
He sounds nice.
No. I'm going to say you dodged a bullet on that one, girlfriend.
Yeah, you dodged a big bullet.
Oh.
P.S. Alliteration on fleek is kind of amazing, so good for you for picking that out.
That would be a great band name.
Yes.
I would go see them.
Every song has to be a full alliteration.
Yeah, and I don't leave the house, so...
All right, Kathleen, do you want to go?
Yeah, okay, this comes from Kate. I wonder if we have a Kate here. Oh, wow, no Kates. All right, tough
Kate's.
Crowd. Okay, Kate writes, I guess I stayed to cut loose too late on a first date without checking with my parents because as the guy walked me back to my car, I had to pretend that my mom wasn't circling. Oh, my goodness. No.
Yeah, no, finish it.
I'm going to do this again.
Yeah, my handwriting sucks.
Sam's
so these two are seriously working hard right now.
Sam's handwriting is seriously hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
So Kate was on a first date, and her mom was picking her up after the date, and her mom was circling the parking lot.
Oh.
As the guy was walking her back to her car. Oh, my God. Hi, Kate.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Oh, Kate. Your mom.
Oh.
She was just light stalking
She wasn't
you.
Even picking you up. She was just circling.
That's
not
a good
stalking
mom.
If it's your mom.
No,
that's just
that's
like...
That's the kind of mom I want to be.
Not stalking.
In there. Leave room for the Holy
In
Ghost.
In the bushes of your child's dates.
Yes.
Sam, what about you? What do you have?
Okay, I got one from Jackie. Jackie, submit one.
What's up,
yeah,
Jackie?
Let's find out if this is you. Very
hey, Jackie.
Posh wave.
Can we call you Jack?
I like how you wrote this, by the way. Not a full sentence at all. Lunch date. Found out he didn't have a car, so I drove.
Uh-oh.
He got drunk at lunch. Told me 9/11 never happened.
Oh, my God.
How did you get there? I paid because he only had a 20, ended the date asking me to meet his mom and then to attend a live taping of Maury.
No. Oh, girl.
Okay. Say again?
It didn't work out.
Go figure.
I'm glad it didn't work out.
I mean, look, I'm all for, like, conspiracy theories. I'm a big fan. Ask me about the underground bunkers, but 9/11 was not...
It's non-debatable.
Okay, this is from Matthew. Matthew. Maybe it's Mathieu. The first time my ex and I ever hooked up, I got a bloody nose and bled all over him.
Ooh.
Looking back, that was probably a warning sign. I like that Matthew is the one who did the bleeding, but took it as a bad sign that the boyfriend was probably not going to work out.
Oh.
And you know that the boyfriend is also like, and he bled all over me.
Oh.
And that
but
was
it worked
sign.
Out, because it is his ex. So this wasn't a one-time date.
Good point. I didn't even pick up on that.
His standards are way lower than mine. I'm sorry, Matthew.
I actually think it's kind of adorable to bleed on somebody on a first date.
Oh, it shows you're vulnerable.
Yeah, you show your vulnerable side. You get right down to the basics. Like, this is what I'm about. Nosebleeds. All right, I have one from Ashley. Is there Ashley here? Ashley here. Okay. Nope. Not sure if this is funny or just sad. As all the best stories start.
Yeah.
But this was a first date, and we were watching a movie, and out of nowhere, he grabbed my hand and bit me, WTF. Some people are into that. I don't know.
I'm sad she's not here because I just want, I know it's assumed it's the hand, but I want to make sure. Like, where did he bite you?
Why would you bite someone, I wonder?
Why are you looking at me in the eyes?
I didn't do it.
Bite her.
Listen.
Why would you bite someone?
Honestly, if biting is your thing, you might as well put it out there on the first date so someone doesn't waste their time.
Yeah,
I'm not necessarily against biting. It's like kind of a, it's like a like your cat bites you. Like,
I know, but you've got to ask consent, you know?
That's true.
The way you're defending all of these things so far makes me so sad that I can't go back in time, be a man, date you, and find out what it was like in the beginning.
She did not specify, Ashley did not specify whether or not he drew blood. I think that's a deal breaker.
That's not a deal breaker.
It is a deal breaker. If he drew blood, it goes all back to my...
That shows your vulnerability.
I think bleeding on the first date is okay, so...
Full circle.
The question.
Full
circle. The point.
Oh my god. Oh wait, it's my turn.
Have you guys? Oh, you guys have more dating stories.
I'm done. Okay. I got one more. Okay. One of us. All right, Lisa. Did Lisa submit one?
Lisa.
Fine, I'll tell it anyway. All right, Lisa said his mother called me the next day after our first date, meaning he actually gave his mother my phone number.
No.
I'm going to reach back on Twitter and ask how the conversation went because I'm a little upset she didn't give us more information.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah.
Oh. Why?
That's messed up.
Why?
That is a dude? Was it a dude who?
No.
Him?
What? Huh?
Lisa was dating a dude.
Lisa was dating a dude.
Yeah, that's a dude who loves his mom a little bit too much.
Oh, yeah.
That's a dude you marry, and his mother, he would rather see his mother walking down the aisle in a wedding dress that night.
Correct. That is friggin' creepy. I almost dropped the F-bomb.
Do you
proud
know,
of myself.
Correct. That happened to my friend in high school. She went on a date with this guy, and the next day, the mother called, and she was, like, in a bad mood that night, the night before, and the mother asked her, had the balls to ask her, did you have your period last night?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? This is why you have to date an orphan.
Yes.
Because there is no baggage, no parents.
No.
Sorry. Mm-mm. Okay, there's some baggage, but there's no parental baggage.
Wait a minute. I feel like 50-50, if we recorded this, that would be something that you'd be like, can you just cut that out?
Cut that out later.
I never said that.
But then also think about, like, the holidays, because the holidays, you don't have to choose whose family to go.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Okay, I don't want someone to be an orphan.
Right.
I never want that for someone.
No, totally. Me either.
Ever. Right. But if someone happens to be an orphan, that brings that person up on my dating profile.
That's why you have an obsession with Oliver Twist.
Hello, Governor.
I have a story about somebody dating an orphan that turned out really well. There was this girl, and her name is Anastasia.
Yes. Tell me more.
And she... went to go do an interview with this mogul, this millionaire mogul for her roommate, Kate.
Yeah, what was his name?
And his name was Christian.
Oh.
Question.
Yes.
How were their singing voices?
Their singing voices were, I don't know.
It's on
actually,
Broadway.
I do know
no, it's
because
not.
Christian Grey.
Oh, that one? Oh my God, I'm such a musical theater nerd. I thought she was talking about Anastasia. You too? All right, I'm not alone.
I am talking about dirty, raunchy, handcuffed sex in the red room. 50 Shades of Grey, Christian Grey.
I was not with you, Bert. I'm so sorry about that.
But I do like that the enthusiasm for those who were misled into thinking it was about the orphan Anastasia from Broadway were equally as excited about
it. Musical theater kids, right? All right.
I think we just divided the room into the good people and the bad people.
Making it West Side Story, which is a musical.
Yes, it is. Jets and sharks and jets and sharks.
Boots and pants and boots and pants and
haircuts. And get your haircuts. And pants
and I refuse to participate in this.
I do want to share my worst dating story.
Yes, okay. Please.
Yes.
Okay. Before you boycotted it.
So when I was in college, I dated this dude. He had a ponytail. That was the reason I dated him. And we had been dating for about 9 months. And it was like my first love. It was the first time I'd ever... I was like... 22. I'd never been in love before, and I was like, this was the best thing ever. And so I naturally thought that we were going to get married. And so we had been talking about getting married, and like, yeah, this is going to be great. And so we had even like shared the stories of ideas of potentially buying an engagement ring soon. So this was all out there in the ether, right? So at the same time, there were these 25 cent machines that come out with the little plastic bubbles, you know, that have toys inside of them.
I love those.
Right. And there was a line of toys, super offensive looking back at it, that were called Homies. Does anyone remember the Homies?
Yes.
I don't know Homies.
Really not a great idea.
Rolling with your homies.
The Homies were like little street characters that like wore baggy jeans and were just kind of stereotypes. And there was one... I may want you to cut this out.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the end of this.
There was one that was really rare.
Smart.
And it was the one that was in a wheelchair.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I was collecting them because I thought it was just like, whatever, it was a thing to do. I didn't have a lot going on. So
it's okay. We all make bad decisions in college.
So I'm over at his house one night, and it was like a night we'd gone out to dinner. It was really romantic. It was really lovely. He's like, baby, close your eyes and hold out your hands. And I'm like, I hold my hands out. He puts something light in my hand. I'm like, this is a box. I'm going to open it. It's a ring. And I open it up. It's the wheelchair homie.
Oh.
He got me the wheelchair homie.
You were collecting them.
Which I was collecting them, but like when you're expecting a wedding ring.
That's true.
Getting an offensive plastic character is not like the best thing that you're going for.
No, but it was the rare one.
It was the rare one.
It's the rare one, Kathleen.
You could sell it on eBay.
I don't have them anymore. I think I threw them away when we broke up. But anyway, so that was the worst thing that has happened to me that I knew about.
Oh, yeah. That you knew about.
Yeah, fair, I mean, I'm sure I've been cheated on
fair
or whatever.
Fair clause. Yeah,
know.
No, samesies.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It was just playing the odds.
Yeah. What about you, Sam? Do you have a bad? You're in a good one now.
Well, I'm in a fine one right now. I told him he couldn't come today, by the way. Yeah. No.
He's not here.
I need to look at Kathleen more.
Okay.
Neil's
here. Yeah.
No, Kathleen is a nicer person.
Hi, baby.
You heard the people. Neil, do you want to stick your hand out or something? Where are you? Are you at the bar?
Oh,
hey,
brother.
Isn't he so handsome?
He's the original taste bud. The OG.
Oh, boy. So William said when. I said no. That's the end of my story for that. But I'm sorry. He's not that cool. You guys will be fine.
But he does have great abs, so sorry, guys.
Abs. He does have nice abs. His hair. Thank you. I made him get a haircut, and that's why his hair looks like that. So thank you for saying that. All right? So thank you. Sorry. I am what I am. It's not a bad date. It's just when I knew a relationship was over. And girls, if you lie and say you don't know what I'm talking about, just you're going to sleep with that at night. But the moment I knew it was over between he and I in college was because it started with, oh my God, your friends are so cute, to, oh my God, your friends are so cute.
No.
Yeah, so I'm not proud of it, but once you realize that you're glaring for a little bit, that's probably when it's like,
yeah.
That's when you take out your shiv.
Right,
and tell him you've been sharpening it lately.
Why am I threatening him for my deeds?
I don't know. Just
do it.
Threaten everyone once in a while.
Just have a shit.
Sometimes you need to eliminate the competition.
Wow.
Kathleen, do you have a bad dating story, or are they all roses and
no, they are not all roses.
Neils.
And actually, this one is from Neil. We were newly dating.
It's
about
Christmas.
A year, and it was my faux pas. It was not his. He's an angel.
I'm gonna look at Neil, not you, if you don't mind.
So. If you've ever been to New York in the fall, they have this big festival in Little Italy called the San Gennaro Festival. And when I was in college, I was newly 21, and I was like, yes. Watch out, New York City. Tonight is my night. I'm going to eat pasta, and I'm going to get drunk.
Nice.
So we ordered home, and I have learned, and as many of you have learned, you have to stay with the same sort of alcohols.
Yes.
Like beer all night, wine all night.
Yes.
Well, we did a little bit of beer, and then we did a little bit of wine, and then we got a pitcher. And why a restaurant was selling this, it was a pitcher of an espresso martini.
Oh, no. That's like the original Four Loko.
Yes.
It was like, yeah, exactly. Yes. And I was like, not only am I going to keep getting drunk, I'm also going to be very alert because this is espresso. So Neil came. I was drinking with my girlfriends. He came and we took the train back to New Brunswick where I went to college at Rutgers.
Oh, yeah, Rutgers.
So did Sam. And it was free train week, too. If you've ever taken New Jersey Transit on the Northeast Quarter, they have free train week twice a year.
Dang.
So it was packed. And I'm sleeping next to him with my head all nestled on his shoulder. I'm like, okay, I'm really drunk, but I can like get some snooze in here. Nice. And he gets uncomfortable and shakes my head off of his shoulder.
Neil, what the hell? What is that?
And I immediately vomited all over him.
Oh, that's such a payoff!
On the train, and I took off my sweater, and I'm going, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, this is cashmere. I'm wiping you down with cashmere. I'm so sorry, but I just want to let you know that it's cashmere.
But it worked out.
And you know what, guys? I didn't get anything on the girl on the other side of me. So
important.
It was a win-win. Important. It was all over his sneakers. He didn't speak to me for like 3 hours. He put his sneakers in the bathtub, washed them off, and then we got married. So yay!
Happy ending.
I found somebody to die with.
We're all excited for you, too.
I like this live event because we agreed we wouldn't share anything, and I'm learning a little bit about you guys. We're just getting a little bit closer.
You know, dating apps these days makes this a lot more interesting, yes. The dating pool stories.
Yes. Dating apps are the reason that I quit dating, and also guys are the reason that I quit dating. Those two things together. Not all men, just the ones that I ran into who are terrible. But I have been thinking that I want to develop an app because there are many apps that need to happen.
One of them is going to be to freeze time because we're at the 10-minute countdown.
Holy hell.
I know.
No way. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to save the app conversation for an upcoming podcast.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
We have an app conversation, but we're going to do it.
I know.
We just got the 10-minute mark. This went real fast.
Yeah. I'm sweating now.
Holy
mackerel. That's what that did.
App chat. All right. Anyway, Bethany, in the meantime, Sam and I, tomorrow, we're putting you back on a dating app.
Oh, no.
And we're going to make your profile for you. So I hope you're cool with that. Yeah.
Nope, not cool
with
that.
And it's going to be all quotes from The Little Mermaid.
So you don't need her permission. So
you will attract the right
type
of guy.
We're letting you know. We're not asking.
No.
I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
No.
I've got who's its and what's its galore.
Talking about those nighttime gizmos.
No.
No. Right back to 50 Shades again. Huh?
No.
All right. Wait a minute. Hold on. We got to get to the goodies that are in the gift bags.
Gift bags.
That was the sound of literally only 50 woos. Like, no one else is excited.
Some people got here at noon o'clock.
Noon o'clock.
That's insane.
Thank you.
You had lunch here.
I'm sure it was.
Food here is delicious.
All right. Do you guys want to tease a little bit of what they're going to get, which is also, by the way, for sale? A lot of them here, and some with a discount code. So
do
what you want with that.
The reason that this is happening is because we have sponsors who are like, we don't know what they're going to do, but we believe in them. So, okay. And for that reason, we want to give a bunch of thanks. So some of our sponsors are featured in the gift bags. And one of those sponsors is Little Words Project.
Yes.
Now, these are the bracelets. They're also outside, out front, selling their wares. These bracelets are incredible. You can get 15% off. There's a little tag inside the gift bag. You also get a bracelet. You get a keychain, but you can get 15% off with a code. And the cool thing about Little Words is that they have words on the bracelet, and then it's a word that means something to you. And so you buy it, you register the serial number on their app, and then as soon as you feel like that word has served you and you're done and you've learned that lesson, you give it to somebody else.
I don't do that. I keep it.
Sam hoards them. But it's such a beautiful idea, and we're all about just like loving each other, which is why this is a cult welcome. So pass it along. Yeah.
All right, rapid fire. What else we got?
We got Dolly Moo.
Yes. Skincare products.
Amazing skincare products. I love their lavender oil.
Yeah, I love that oil. We have a custom candle, which was supposed to be a surprise, but it was in the promo meeting. Amanda, we messed up on that one, and then they found out about it, but it's really cool.
That's Wax Candle Company.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, and she's been on the big show before. Her name is Jennifer, and she has this amazing company, and she comes from New Jersey. So, guys, check out that.
Yeah.
Love her. We also have free shoes. You get free shoes from Wanted Shoes, and we all are obsessed with Wanted Shoes.
They're not actually in the bag, by the way. Right, so don't open it up and be like, "What the hell?" Like
this
it's a card
is full.
That you figure it out later.
I know.
We have Hudson Papery, which is located right here in Hoboken.
Yeah.
It is my favorite little stationery shop, and I've talked about on the podcast before taking calligraphy classes. That's where I take my classes.
Yes. We got socks from Me Undies. They're super cozy, and so are their underwear, and we'll talk later if you want to ask me more about it, but I'm not going to put it out here. They're just really cozy undergarments.
Are you wearing them right now?
No, these leggings did not work for the ones I have. Absolutely not. No.
We have Bethany, Kathleen, and Sam lip gloss from Dina's Kiss and Makeup.
Yes! Dina!
And you may see Dina like peeking around here. She's the girl with the pink hair in the back.
Can't miss her.
She's amazing. She has a salon in Secaucus, New Jersey. I do my highlights there.
One more weird question. Who was dragged here by a girlfriend? You be honest.
Lots of people dragged here by a girlfriend.
Yeah, you love that. Our buddies, Roosevelts, they're here right now. They're back there. Hi, guys. They gave us hats to give the dudes.
So if you were a dude and dragged here by your girlfriend, you get a hat. If you're a wife dragged here or a girlfriend dragged here by your girlfriend, you're still a... Do you want a hat, too?
Oh.
The woman with the long hair.
Sam.
This is going to go...
Olympics. I'm flinging these babies.
If you catch it and you really don't want a hat, please give it to somebody who catches stuff.
I can't reach that far. Of course you get one, sir. You're not going to wear one of these bracelets, although you should. But that's fine. No, you guys wrap up.
Okay. So, is that everybody?
Of course, the Ainsworth guys. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
The Ainsworth.
They've been amazing.
They're drinking us up. They're feeding us up.
They are feeding us up. And make sure, again, you get 10% off if you stay here for dinner tonight, which their food is insane.
The mac and cheeseburger is the bomb. Mm-hmm, these guys are vegetarians, so they don't appreciate it.
Sorry.
So like we end every episode, we asked you guys to let us know what you learned this week and send us in. So we are going to pass along some things that you guys learned this week from Mac.
Yeah.
Mac learned that time to yourself can do wonders. Mac's been overwhelmed, found her kids a babysitter, hit the movies, and felt renewed afterwards. Good, Mac.
Nice.
Self-care is self-love.
Is everything.
Yep.
This is from Katie. She learned that no matter how far away you live from your friends, check in with them, especially when life gets rough. A little text will work wonders.
True.
Yes. Love this one. Laura learned that baking soda can get the smell of dog shit out of your slippers.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
There you go, girl.
Haley learned that if you add a chocolate protein powder to basically anything, it makes it so much better, mainly Cheerios.
Yeah.
You form a Cheerios paste with that protein powder.
Danielle learned how to French braid her hair 28 years after failed tries. Yes! Never too late.
That's amazing.
You go, girl.
You too.
Okay. I love this one. Savannah learned she can be an adult. She bought her first car on Friday and got approved for a loan.
Savannah.
All right. Hell yes.
Amazing. We're down to 4 minutes.
What did you guys learn this week? How about that?
It occurred to me, I posted it on Twitter yesterday. It occurred to me that I've been binging Twin Peaks. I'm not done yet, so please don't spoil anything. Yeah. It's so good, you guys. Oh my God. But I was like, why do I love this show so much? Because it's kind of a giant bummer. And what I realized is that everybody there just believes what people tell them. And it occurred to me, like with the log lady, where she's saying, I got a message from my log, and everyone's like, okay. And no one makes her justify her feelings. No one makes anybody explain why they feel a way and then debate them on it. They just take you at your word. And I found that so refreshing.
All right.
Yeah. So it's like, try to live more like Twin Peaks. When someone's like, I'm feeling sad, take it. Don't debate them.
Hell yeah.
I like that. Except.
I like it too.
All right.
Yeah. What about you, Kathleen? What'd you learn this week?
I'm calling this the poor man's latte because I'm afraid I'm going to wake up when I'm 65 and just be like, hashtag YOLO, I'm a millennial, but you don't have anything to live on for the next 40 years.
Okay.
So I've been doing this latte in the morning where you heat up milk in the microwave and put it in the blender and then turn the blender on. It like aerates the milk.
Oh, really?
And then you pour it into your coffee and you haven't spent a dime.
Amazing.
All right.
The poor man's latte. Spread the word. Tell your friends.
Love it. Love it.
Fantastic. Does it work for coconut milk? I'm dairy sensitive.
Yes, it does.
Fantastic.
Yes,
all right.
Girl.
Sam, what'd you learn this week?
I learned this week that if you take even an inconvenient amount of time out of your day, it'll still be worth it afterwise. Guys, afterwise. I came so close to not screwing this up.
No, but you got real close.
You ruined it all.
I spent no fewer than 20 minutes chasing a fly around my apartment. Because I wanted to safely capture him and put him outside. Aww. I felt really dumb, but then I did it.
You got it?
I got him.
Yes.
And he flew free, and it was amazing. So yeah, take time out of your day to do something for someone or something else, and it'll just feel good. It won't be a waste of time, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Matter to that one.
Fly free apartment.
Matter
fly,
to
fly.
That one.
Fly.
Does anyone know the starfish story?
Yeah, matter to that one. All right, there you go. Right. Okay, so we have a bunch of things we want to give. First of all, we want to thank you. We're gonna go away for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Reapply lip gloss mostly, and then you could not look more deadpan at me right now, my sweetie. You're like, please wrap this.
We love you.
Yes. We're going to go away, then we're going to come back in 5 minutes. We're going to take pictures and hug and kiss all of you. But we first want to say a few quick thank yous. Number one, thank you to Jeff, our audio guy. Jeff is the reason this is getting recorded and that we're here at all, and he took his day off from work, and he works so hard, and he is the reason that musicians on the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show sound so good is also because of Jeff.
Well, he wasn't going to come until I told him there was an open bar. I'm
Do
not
you
kidding.
Know how many boxes of Girl Scout cookies we had to buy from him to get him to show up today?
Son of a bitch, man. These leggings are tight. It's fair. He's honest. We got our friends doing some camera and photography. We got Nick and Danielle over there. Everybody wave. Hi, guys.
Yes.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay. It's doing pretty good.
And some of the people who made this possible tonight, hard labor, like really hard labor, like lifting bricks. Amanda, Carolyn, Alex, and Holly.
Yes, guys. And our MC, Spencer.
Yes, Spencer. We also have people from the Z100 Street Team are here helping make it all happen. So thank you to them.
Yes.
Thank you, Street Team.
Thank you to the Roosevelts for that extra swag that I literally picked up 45 minutes before this started.
Yes, thanks, bro.
Thanks,
bro. Hudson Papery again, as we said. And number one, thank you again to the Ainsworth. You guys are amazing.
Yay, Ainsworth.
But most of all, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Much. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
We will be gone, and then we will be right back. Woo. Go get yourself some cocktails. Go get yourself some new friends.